Welcome to Two Girls Who Read, a podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Lily, and this is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything book related.
This week's topic is our quarter year wrap up.
And yes, we are aware that it is past the quarter of the year, but we did this last year.
I really don't think they're going to mind.
I'm just acknowledging it.
Okay.
For those of you who care, we're aware it's past the quarter of the year. But it felt a bit weird calling it like a third of the year or something. So it's a quarter.
If it really bothers you, just say that this is a wrap-up. It's a reading wrap-up. And you can pick the amount of time that we're doing, okay? Yeah. Leave it up to the wild imagination. You guys are readers. You can figure it out.
Yeah, good so Lord. We're just going to talk about all the books we've read so far this year and what we rated them and a quick little mini review. So.
Yeah. Lily is very ready for this episode. She's more prepared for it than me because she's got her little book journal. I don't book journal. I just carry out a Goodreads review at 3 a.m. when I finish my books. So
I wish I could show you.
There's going to be two different vibes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's got little mini pictures of the covers of each book, my star rating, the date I read it, and then my review, plus a quote from the book. So I would say I'm quite organized on the whole thing.
Okay, I have Goodreads. I'm like trying to, but it is actually quite impressive. I see the amount of effort Lily puts into this. She prints out like little tiny book covers for every single book she reads. Like, I think, yeah, she deserves the praise. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
She puts a lot more effort into her book reviews than me. But without further ado, let's get into it. So are we going in chronological order?
Yeah. Should I start?
I think.
Because.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should start because you have more, so we better.
Okay. So the first thing I read this year was November 9th by Colleen Hoover. This is one I rated 3.5 out of 5 stars. This was definitely not my favorite Colleen Hoover book, was not her best work. Basically, I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't say it was anything special. It did have the insta-love trope, the characters weren't overly memorable, and the love interest wasn't my favorite, so for those reasons, it was okay. It was like 3.5.
Okay, very good. Let's get into one of the 5 books I've read this year. So, the first book I read this year was Legendborn. Yeah, okay. Here's the thing, it's really hard to keep track of the chronological order because I'm so chaotic with how I read things. So,
yeah.
Technically, I started Lord of Shadows first, but I finished Legendborn first, so... Legendborn by Tracy Dion. We have talked quite a bit about this book over the past few weeks. As those who have been tuning in would know, we did a whole episode on it. We also have done a few book recs, and I religiously rave on about this first book in an ongoing duology by Tracy Dion. It's a King Arthur retelling, and it's a YA fantasy book, and it is just so phenomenal. It's got a bunch of diversity. Follows really good themes, and the magic is great. And then it wouldn't be one of my favorite books if it didn't have an iconic love triangle or like love romance in it. And if I say so myself, I think it does, and I think Lily can agree with me there.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does.
Yeah. So I rated it 5 stars. Teehee.
Yes. Do you want me to do like a few in a row so that it's not just like me at the end? Like, or do you want to just keep doing it like this? Because I've read my books this year.
Yeah, you've read a few. So yeah, maybe that's smart.
Just because then otherwise, then it's like, it's not just like me for the last like while just talking.
It'll be one girl who reads one the podcast.
Okay, so maybe I'll just do like 2 or 3 in a row this time and then we'll just see how it takes us. Anyway, okay, so the next book I read was Dark Rise by C.S. Paquette. Is that how you say her last name? I don't know.
I constantly am questioning if it's Paquette or Paysette.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Neither of them sound quite right.
No, I know. Like, I'm like, I don't know what it is. Okay. But basically, this is the first book in a new fantasy series, and it's gay. So, just had to throw that in there. That's a very important detail. I found that the first little bit, I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 stars. Only because, like, the first about 100 pages were a little bit hard to get into, but that's pretty standard for, like, first book in a fantasy series, especially, like, one in a world that's, like, this complex. I feel like I always struggle to get into stuff like that. But after that, everything was great. The dialogue was great. The tension, the romance. It had so many tropes that were just absolutely iconic. And I, like, I know that the second that that second book comes out, like, I'm going to read it. It's going to be one of those ones that I read right away, for sure. Just because of where the first one left off. It was incredible.
Yeah. No, as someone who was supposed to read Dark Rise with Lily at the same time, it was very entertaining watching her, because I think it was kind of my idea to read Dark Rise.
It was your idea. You're like, Lily, read Dark Rise.
It was. I was like, we need to read this book. And then I just kind of dropped off. Sorry about that. But it was very entertaining on my part watching her go from being like, oh, this is a book I'm reading because, like, you told me to. And then halfway through, something happens where Lily just became so into this novel, and it makes me so curious. I wasn't surprised, though. I mean, come on, it's set in 1800s London, and it's gay, and it's magic. I mean, I feel like with Lily, there's two types of books. There's the traumatized prince storyline, and then there's the being gay in the 1800s London with magical powers. It's like very niche. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised. I'm trying to remember. Oh, the next book I read was Our Violent Ends by Chloe Gong.
Yes.
Yes, this was quite the journey, this duology. We also have a podcast episode on the These Violent Delights duology by Chloe Gong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone at this point is kind of, you know, we raving on about this duology now. It's number one New York Times bestselling. But when we started it, Lily and I, like, it was quite the little indie, just Romeo and Juliet retelling, if I do say so myself. Well, not really indie, because it was Simon and Schuster, but now it's like this massive thing, and it's really crazy. But I felt quite weird finishing this series, because I started it so long before I finished it. I think it was something like 7 months we counted. It took me to read this duology.
It was a very long time.
It was a long time, because I remember I read 150 pages in like a day. And I did it at the end of this massive readathon week that I subjected myself to for no reason.
Yeah.
Where I read one book a day. There was one day where I kind of read two in one day, but it evened out to one a day. And they were big books. They were always minimum 300 pages. And then this was kind of the last day. The last day of the week I started These Violent Ends, because I wanted to finish it before
These Violent Delights.
These Violent Delights, sorry, I heard it too. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, did I see These Violent Ends? No, I wanted to finish These Violent Delights before Our Violent Ends came out, because it was still a few months away at that point. And I was just so drained that I read 150 pages and it was complex. No, it wasn't really that complex. It was just any world building, and I was out. I was exhausted. And so I put it down. I couldn't bring myself to pick it back up for so many months. And then Lily picked it up and read it in Lily speed, and she became obsessed with it. Because you also got the ARC.
I did, for
because you're bougie like that.
Because I'm a bougie reviewer, I got an ARC for Everlands. Yes.
Yeah. They're not a fan of my Goodreads reviews, apparently. So sad.
No.
But I like my Goodreads reviews. And anyway, so long story short, Lily liked it. So then I picked it back up in audiobook form, and I very quickly learned that that was the way to go for me in this series. And I liked it. I rated the last book 5 stars, so clearly I liked it. Yeah. But there are different scales of 5 stars. I think Legendborn was more like a 5.5, and Outlands was kind of like a 5, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed with it like most people are, but I mean, yeah. For more in-depth stuff, I mean, you can check out our... Oh, I literally put in my Goodreads reviews. It's more of a 4.5, would be a 5 stars, if not for the fact that a lot of the novel's most memorable moments aren't super impactful until you finish the whole thing I found. Okay. Past Olivia's words, not mine.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very good.
My next read was... This one was a bit of an emotional one for me.
This could be so many things.
Yes.
Guess?
Yes.
Oh god, you've read so many. How many books have you read so far this year?
19.
Oh, come on. I have a 1 in 19 chance of getting this correctly.
But like I said, it made me very emotional.
Emotional?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing this in chronological order? Yeah. After Dark Rise... Emotional. You didn't... Emotional. I'm like, Lily, emotions. What does that look like? Was it Shatter Me? I don't know.
I read Shatter Me ages ago. You read
Shatter Me last year. I really don't know. I'm sorry. I'm going to be disappointing right now.
So I sat down to read my last book in the Shadowhunter Chronicles. It's maybe very emotional.
I thought about that. I was like, Dark Artifices, but I was like, it was Dark Artifices.
I read that last year, but I read Ghost of the Shadow Market, which is the last book I had in the Shadowhunter Chronicles. I gave it 5 stars, of course. No one was surprised there. It was a Jem Karstairs novella, and it was beautiful. It was so good. I loved all the different stories. I loved getting to see so many of the different characters in like different forms. Like, I got a whole new perspective on so many of these characters. So I definitely would say, if you're planning on reading any of her other series like The Wicked Powers or finishing The Last Hours, I would definitely recommend it. I know some people don't read the novellas, but I definitely recommend this one. It was quite important, especially with information about like Kit and like his whole like thing. Is like his whole backstory is explained in this book, and same with like the Last Hours characters, like Matthew and Anna. You learn a crap ton about them that's not in the original books, that I think like change a lot of the original books. So definitely say it's important to give this one a read, but it was amazing. 5 stars.
Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which Shadowhunter book was this again? I spaced
Ghosts
out.
Of the Shadow Market.
Yes, of course.
Very good.
Thank you. Very, very good. Cassandra Clare does know how to write a good novella.
Her novellas slap.
Yeah, they always slap and they have no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Novellas, I feel like most people accept that novellas are just going to be less quality, but no. Not in the Shadowhunter case. There's always just a lot to it, which is so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. My next book I read is The Love Hypothesis by Ali Hazelwood. I don't know if we are supposed to be doing plots with these.
No, I haven't been. I think it would take too long.
Yeah. Okay. So, The Love Hypothesis, I read that and I rated it 5 stars. I read it pretty quick. It was just a very simple read. I listened to it through audiobook, and I just listened to it every time I went to the grocery store or like I went out shopping, and it was just a really good, a solid, easy read. It was very cheesy, but in a good way. Wibben knew it's got that PhD student professor love story, which I was very hesitant about, but you know, I guess it works.
It works.
The only downfall of reading this book in audiobook form is I will never forget being at the local food court eating Chinese food when Olive and Adam started banging for about 2 chapters straight. That was an experience. And I'm watching like little kids walk past me with their McDonald's Happy Meals, and I'm just thinking, this is so wrong. I am going, Satan is going to be giving me a greeting card sometime soon. God. Like, I just know it. What is that? Oh god. I mean, it was pretty bad in my opinion.
I'm agreeing.
Yes, this is just one of the moments where last week I just went, Lily, a bunch of times, and this week you're going, oh god.
Oh god.
Oh, God. You don't even go Olivia because you just know to expect this type of stuff from me. You just go, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Mm. But, yeah, I rated it 5 stars. Really cheesy. Yeah. If you want a full review, just... Oh, I don't know what my Goodreads name is. Maybe I'll link it. Maybe I'll be scandalous.
Oh.
We can link both our Goodreads today. So be like, if you want to go look at lots of... all of our reviews...
Come be my friend on Goodreads.
Lily has an obnoxious amount of friends on Goodreads.
I do.
Because one random TikTok she made one time just went viral about her Goodreads.
Yeah.
And so now she just has these random people
on Goodreads. I have lots of friends. I like to see what everyone's reading. I enjoy it.
I don't care what you're reading at the moment. Just let me know when you're done.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Well.
My next read.
Your turn.
Was Here's to Us. This book is a favorite. I totally forgot to read this. By Adam Silvera and Becky Albertalli. This is the second book in the What If It's Us duology. I found out that this was not a very well-liked duology, but I enjoyed it. The second one was definitely better than the first. I would say, I liked that the characters were a bit more mature and, acted a bit more like adults. I rated it 4 stars. It was just cute, you know? It's like, that shit was cute, and I was entertained. So, why would I give it less than that? I don't know. I liked that even though the two main characters, the love interests, were, with different people at the start of this book, that I actually didn't mind it. The authors did a great job of making it so that their other love interests were actually enjoyable to read about, which I respected. And yeah, just the overall gay vibes in this book were great. I loved them. There were so many LGBTQ+ characters, and I loved it. So...
Yeah, I remember you reading it and being like, oh, this is not going to be good because they're inevitably going to have, other partners and I'm not going to ship them. But you actually
really liked that. But I actually did. I liked their other partners, which I've never really had in a book, so that's fun.
Yeah, very fun. Very fun and fresh. Okay, moving on. The next book I read was The Atlas Six by Olivier Blake. And basically, I rated this... 5 stars. Not really surprised. I was double checking because sometimes I'm unpredictable when I finish books. But either way, if it was a 4 stars, I would have moved it up to 5 because my memory of it's quite fond. It sparked. I always describe that the Atlas Six sparked this dark academia love with a pinch of murder and sexual tension niche that I didn't realize I liked. And I will forever respect Olivier Blake for bringing that out of me. Also, we'll be a little bit mad because there aren't really many books that fit into that niche, so it's something you're kind of forever searching for, but it's fine. But yeah, basically really loved this read. I read the new version that just published. Well, I read exactly 50% as the Kindle, well, not the Kindle, but the indie self-published version. And then I read the second half as the Pan Macmillan published version. So go figure. Sometimes me taking forever to read books comes in handy.
Yeah.
Because I got a half and half experience. But yeah, it was a really good book. Parissa, step on me politely. And actually, don't do it politely. Just do it. I don't care how you
relatable.
Do it.
It's relatable.
Thank you. I am relatable. Literally, since I read 50% of this book on Kindle, it's quite weird though, because I don't really read many books on Kindle, but I started highlighting quotes. Because whenever I read anything with technology, iBooks or Kindle, I always highlight stuff. Which means I probably should just start highlighting my actual books, but I can't bring myself to do it. But it's really funny because when you go on Goodreads, I didn't realize that Kindle and Goodreads were both owned by Amazon, which was silly of me. But every time I go to look at my Atlas 6 review, there's always 14 highlights from the first 150 pages of this book. And they're all Parissa quotes, just Parissa being a badass. And I'm fair enough, sounds fitting.
It's iconic.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
Iconic?
Yeah, a bit iconic. Iconic behavior, if I do say so myself. Okay.
Yeah, so you've kind of given me the perfect opportunity to talk about dark academia with a pinch of murder and sexual tension, because my next read is If We Were Villains. Yeah, you gave me the perfect segue there. Thank you.
It was totally intentional.
If We Were Villains, I rated it by ML Rio. I gave it 5 stars. Absolutely incredible piece of work. I love this book. Like, love it. So good. I don't really know what else to say. Like, I don't know. It was just really good.
Trust me, she loves this book.
I did. All the characters were amazing. They were all morally gray. And they were all a little LGBTQ for, you know, it was great. It was great. Like, loved the representation. I mean, I guess to be fair, they were a little preoccupied with the murdery storylines, but just any crumbs I get, I'm like, yes. Like, but either way, an incredible book. All the characters are great. A lot of them shocked me. Like, I was really surprised by how a lot of them ended up. And yeah, it's a masterpiece. And I'm not a Shakespeare fan. But yeah, I don't know.
She skipped the Shakespeare.
I did skip the Shakespeare lines in this book. I'm sorry. I can't understand them. I know, like, all the foreshadowing is in the...
You're preaching to the choir. Yeah.
I know the foreshadowing was in the Shakespeare lines, and I'm sure, like, 90% of people figured out how this book was going to end, but because I read zero of the foreshadowing, I was completely shocked by the ending. So, it was great.
If The Alice 6 makes you want to become a dark academia nerd, If We Were Villains makes you want to become a dark academia Shakespeare nerd.
Yeah, here's a little quote I wrote down from the book that I just think summarizes the whole thing very nicely. When did we become such terrible people? Maybe we've always been this terrible. Oh, just so good. Love the morally gray characters. It's my favorite.
That is a good quote.
It is a good quote, yeah.
Very, very good. Very, very fun. Okay, well, we're heading into my final... Do you want to go again?
Sure.
It just feels a bit too soon for me to be like, well, that's all for me today, folks.
Well, that's what I was suggesting earlier. I was like, should I do a few in a row so this doesn't happen?
I said you can do a few.
I know, but then I finished one, and then I was about to go to the next, and then you just started talking, so I was like, okay.
Oh, sorry. Only talk if there's a really long pause, just so we're clear, so there must be a long pause.
No, not in this one. You'll hear it when you're editing. There was not a long pause. You jumped on that.
Oopsie.
Okay. So, my next book.
Just trying to get my screen time.
Yeah. My next book is All Your Perfects by Colleen Hoover. This one, it was a 3 stars for me. It
was. So glad I sacrificed my spot for this book. This
yeah. It wasn't great. I had higher anticipation for it. I was kind of let down. The entire plot was incredibly repetitive. The same storyline happened over and over and over again for the entire book. The only interesting part of this book was the story of the two of them in the past, because they actually had what you might call chemistry. I just had no energy for the, like, married couple who hates each other, which is what this book was about. I felt like all their arguments were so... like, they just didn't know how to communicate, and it was just really annoying. And it just wasn't... I understand it's a very real-life thing that many couples go through, like what happened to these characters in this book, but as a book, it was incredibly boring to read about. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm glad I was glad when she finished this book, because I got to stop listening to her talk about it, because I didn't like her.
It took me... According to this, it took me 2 days to read it.
Really?
Yeah.
Feels like an eternity. No. I feel like with Colleen Hoover, it's very hit or miss. Like, she either writes a book that you're just forever in awe of, or she writes a book where you go, ah.
Mm. Yeah, I probably won't read another one of hers for a while. I do own Reminders of Him, her newest work. So I'll probably read that, but then other than that, I think I'm done, because I've given all of her books 3 stars except for 2 of them, and I've read like 5 of them, so I've given most of them 3 stars.
I think maturing is just realizing that Colleen Hoover has 2 hits for us.
And then for me, yeah, 2 hits.
Yeah, she's got 2 hits, and... maturing is realizing it's okay to realize that an author is not for you, even if they're popular. So I feel like that's something that a lot of the reading community doesn't like to hear, though, when they're like, no, you have to keep reading. You have to read all her books before you can make an assumption. I'm like, if you're giving every single one of the books a 3 stars, except for, like, 2, and you read, like, 5, or like, majority rules, then I feel like it's okay to spend your time reading different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like gay Shakespeare, murder Dark Academia.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, well, now we'll head into my final book, and then I can shut up, and then this can become a one-woman show.
Well, I still hope you talk while I'm saying mine, because otherwise that's so awkward.
I'm just going to sit here silent the whole time.
Please don't.
That was my full intention the whole time. I was just going to sit here silent. Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, the fifth book I've read, good lord, this year I just finished it last week, and it was Lord of Shadows by Cassandra Clare. The second, this is where I got 2 from, ladies and gents, theys and thems, it's the second book in the Dark Artificers trilogy by Cassandra Clare, which we have been waiting to finish for a while, and now I have the last book left, which is the longest, so low-key scared, also traumatized, because that ending rude. Cassandra had no right. She was looking for violence that day at the keyboard when she wrote that ending. But yeah, I rated it 5 stars. Here's the thing. I read very little amounts of books, but they were quality. Notice how every single one of these books is 5 stars.
Yeah, quality. No, I was going to say that. Like, you've read a lot. Like, you've read a lot of really good books. I've read some quite mediocre books this year.
I feel like I'm very much a quality over quantity reader.
Well, I feel like I want to be that too. I don't ever pick up a book just for the quantity.
I know, but you obviously that's the goal for everyone. But you love your Goodreads challenge too much, Lily. So you do that thing where you go, I need to just read any book to get my Goodreads. I'm going to read this. Yes, it is. You literally just read that, like, Wattpad book because you just wanted something for your Goodreads challenge.
What Wattpad book?
Is that not true? The one on the iBooks about, you know the one I'm talking about.
I do not.
The one you read on your iPad.
Oh, no, I read that. Okay, I'll get to that.
Okay.
Well, I actually enjoyed that.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all from me. Now I'm going to just sit here in silence. You're not going to hear me, but my presence is going to be here in the sound of me and my, like, water bottle and me gulping while I drink water while Lily talks nonstop.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so my next one that I read was House of Sky and Breath by Sarah J. Maas, the new very highly anticipated release that came out. I gave this book 4.5 stars. I actually really liked it. It was better than the first one, in my opinion. I loved getting to know all the side characters so much more and the introduction of more characters. And, like, you know, like, Rune was in the book, so, like, there's that.
This comes back to the traumatized prince thing I was talking about earlier.
Yeah. I loved, like, the whole rebellion plotline. It was absolutely fantastic. And I just think she has really turned this series into something with a crap ton of potential. And I'm really excited to see where it goes. So 4.5 stars. It was a little long, but overall it was good.
And who's it by?
Sarah J. Maas. I said that.
Did you? Sorry. That's my bad.
I just turned to the page in my reading journal because I had to turn the page. And I turned to my Shadowhunters memes page. I literally printed out a bunch of memes and I put them in this book. Okay. Moving along.
Petition for Lily to start a YouTube just so she can show you her reading journal.
This journal is a work of art. There's some memes in it.
It is. I've seen it. Glimpses of it. And you show me. It's really cool.
Yes. Okay. Next, I also read Legendborn this year by Tracy Dion. A lot of the same things Olivia said. I really enjoyed the book. I loved the characters. I loved how Bree felt like a really real and raw and complex character. And like Nick and Sal, obviously, our main boys. Loved them. Yeah, I rated it a 4.5 stars. I only took off 0.5 because I felt like she info-dumped the world building a little bit. And that was my only complaint. But other than that, I loved it. And I ended up understanding it eventually. I just, not at first. But I'm so excited for the sequel.
I'm so excited. You're excited for the sequel? I'm excited for the sequel.
We're both excited for the sequel.
Full of excitement.
Yeah.
You can't tell, but we're quaking with excitement right now.
Shut up.
Ouch! Okay.
If you're gonna say something, make it not.
Quaking with excitement? Is that not allowed? No, I'm sorry.
You're excited. I'm excited. If you can't tell, we're both excited. We're both quaking with excitement.
You better be ready, because you're gonna say something and I'm gonna pounce on it. That's just my role now. Like, I'm just gonna be the Lily police.
Okay. Great. Fantastic.
See, you didn't need to add that fantastic there. That was quite unnecessary if I do say so myself.
We are never gonna get through this if we keep on this.
Okay, maybe if you just read less books, it wouldn't have been such a long episode.
I'm sorry for keeping the two girls who read name alive, okay?
It really should be, like, one girl who reads and one girl who listens to the girl who reads reviews and rants.
No, it's
I should be able to add so many books to my Goodreads just because you've told me the whole plot of them.
And, what's even funnier about this is that this podcast was entirely your idea, not even mine. So that's the funny part. All right.
I know. Yeah. See, you're always like, I'm carrying two girls who read. I'm sorry. Who's the ideas woman here?
Yes, she's ideas woman.
Miss, I'm freaking out because I might have to carry the second half of the podcast by myself.
Who said I was freaking out?
Oh, maybe that was just me.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine.
Okay. Well then, go. What's your next review then? I'm just gonna go cry.
Seriously.
She doesn't need me. Okay. You hear that, everyone? She doesn't need me.
The next book I read was The Night and Its Moon by Piper CJ. You guys may have heard of some drama around this. I rated this solely based on the quality of the content. I don't like the people who rate a book just one star because of, man, they haven't even read it. I rated this based just purely on the writing, and I rated it a 4 stars. It was a very solid first book in a fantasy series. I feel like it had everything that a fantasy series starting should have. The world building was honestly fine. It wasn't really lengthy at all. It was easy to understand. The characters are enjoyable to read about, the main characters and the side characters. And like, I don't know, like, I just felt like it had everything it should. It had good romance, it had everything. So I don't know, I thought it was very enjoyable, and I'm excited to see where the rest of the series goes.
I am so shocked you didn't bring up that it was gay once.
Well, I was going to, but then like, I was like, how many times have I said that? It's lesbian this time, so we actually have something new.
Groundbreaking.
No, I know how hard it is to find lesbian books, I swear. Like, it's actually obnoxious.
It is.
Next is my little Wattpad-esque book. Even though it's a published novel, Ever After Always by Chloe Liaise. I rated this a 4 stars as well. It was cute, you know? It was a cute little rom-com. Like, normally I don't really enjoy rom-coms because of a lot of the tropes that are in them and a lot of the cliches, but I felt like this book didn't have it because it was dual POV, and it, both of the characters, even though they were, like, whenever they would fight, like, and there'd be drama between them, it wasn't just, like, obvious that one character was right. I hate it when it's, like, obvious that, like, one character's clearly in the right, because it's, like, that's not entertaining anymore. But no, I really liked it. And this book actually had, like, plot twists in it. And I was, like, pleasantly surprised by that. Like, I was taken off guard by a plot twist in this little rom-com. No.
I always realize how low my expectations are for YA contemporary novels when they do the most basic plot twist, and I'm like,
oh, this is an adult. You do not this is adult.
Oh,
this
is adult. Okay. I was like, what now? I was like,
no, this is adult.
Okay. Same goes, whatever. Okay. NA, YA, A, whatever. Contemporary. I have low expectations for contemporary, okay? Sue me. The off-campus series scarred me, called me guilty, and wrapped me. I don't know where I was going with that. Maybe slap me with a hockey stick or something. That's off-campus related.
Okay.
Because they play hockey.
Mm-hmm, I get it.
Okay, now this is the part of the conversation where you jump in instead of just making awkward silence.
I thought you were still talking. Okay. Well, anyway. My next book... It feels so awkward just going on and on.
We're so out of touch with that, the order of, like, you go, I go, you go, I go. It's just a mess.
Okay. My next book?
Maybe.
Oh. We just really...
You come up. Sorry, I'm sorry. If there's a book that I feel like I could recap, I'll jump in and be like, I got this one.
Yeah.
When Verity comes up, I'm ready.
I didn't read Verity this year, honey.
What? When did you read that?
That was last year.
Why are we still talking about this so often then?
It was all like the very end of last year.
Got it. Okay, you go.
My next read is Last Night at the Telegraph Club by Melinda Lowe. This is another lesbian book. Stan. But this time it's in the 1950s.
So it's homophobic.
So
too.
It's homophobic. Perfect. Oh god.
Quite the combination. Drama entails.
Yeah. I wanted to rate this book higher, but the end did fall quite flat. I felt like someone just told her, like, this book can't be more than like 385 pages. I swear to god if it's one page over. Because literally, like, the book was moving at quite a good pace, and then just, like, everything happened at the end, and there were so many things where I was like, I don't know what happened. Like, it's just so unfinished, like, which was kind of disappointing, because she spent so much time at the beginning with the main character contemplating her sexuality, which totally made sense, because it was the 1950s, and like we said, it's homophobic and all that. But then, like, so we spent, like, 150 or 200 pages of that, and then like the whole thing just ended like that, like it was just over like right away. So I was like, oh, okay. So I read it at 4 stars. It was very good. I just wish there was more.
God forbid a book keep going after lesbians actually get together in a lesbian book.
Pardon?
You know what I mean? You know how that's also a thing too, where like with gay books, we watch them. You know, do it before breakfast, after breakfast, during but with lesbian books, it's like they held hands, the end. Like, nobody wants to see lesbians actually be romantic to each other.
Yeah.
So there's also that too. I haven't read it, so I don't know, but like from an outsider, I mean, I'm thinking as well, maybe it was like, well, they're a couple now, so what else do we need to see? Wrap it up.
Yes and no. Like, I don't want to spoil it, obviously, but like, they did have some scenes together, and there were some good romance scenes between them, but not even just the romance storyline felt unfinished. Like, there was, like, other major plot points as well that felt very unfinished.
Oh, I got it.
So, like, politics stuff. So, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, that, yeah, so.
But you did like it still.
I did. No, I really... 4 stars. Like, it was really good. Like, I just feel like the ending was where it, like, lost that 1 star for me.
Yeah.
Had the ending been wrapped up, it would have been a 5 star. So, yeah.
For sure.
Okay, now my next one.
The awkward pause.
I feel like everyone...
Do you need some water? You're doing well. Do you need some...
I think everyone listening is so upset right now. They're like, Lily, shut up.
For two girls who have a podcast, we really are convinced that nobody wants to hear us talk for some reason. Because I feel the same. I'm like, oh my god, I'm talking for too long. They want Lily to cut in now, but then you feel the same. It's quite entertaining.
this next book, it's going to bring a little bit of tea. One, because it's a bit of an unpopular opinion if I compare my review to the average on Goodreads. And two, because it's my lowest rated book all year. And that was Firefly Lane by Christian Hannah. Not going to spend too much time talking about this one. There's a Netflix show. I haven't seen it. Apparently, it's super different from the book. So if you love the show, don't be offended because the book is very different. I don't know. I can't really be bothered to say much. It was a 2 stars for me. Didn't like it. I read it because someone gave it to me and I really felt awkward about not finishing it because they were waiting for me to read it. So was not a fan. I thought that the characters were very two-dimensional. The plot was non-existent. And for a book about friendship, the friends are assholes to each other. So if you're going to write a book about something as boring as friendship, at least make it a good friendship.
I guess you could say Firefly Lane was Firefly Lame.
I know you were sitting on that one for the whole time I was talking.
I came out with it like 10 seconds ago and I was just sitting there like, I'm waiting for a pause. I'm waiting for a pause. I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what do you mean? Friendship's exciting. We're a friendship.
I think. It is, but like if that's going to be the only thing that happens in a book is the story of these girls becoming friends. Like, I'm telling you, nothing else happened in it. And it was like 600 pages.
That's fair. Oh, 600. That's a bit much. No, I believe you when you say that. That book looked atrocious, if I do say so myself. But
it was terrible. Was not amused. I didn't like any of the characters.
I always say the show looks like, I know the show's different from the book, but the show falls into that same genre that Ginny and Georgia falls into. It's just like suburban white mom. That's it.
Yeah. The last line of my little review that I wrote down was, this book was the bane of my existence.
Oh, wow.
From February 28th to March 29th, this book was the bane of my existence.
And you read... Wait, did you read the new From Blood and Ash book?
I didn't, no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say if you read that, I was like, you read that book? Okay. I can't pop in here. I don't have anything to say. Oh,
that's right. That's right. That's right.
You got to keep going. You got to go on.
I'm tired. My next read is One Last Stop by Casey McQuiston, another lesbian one. I was really reading the lesbian books this year. Love that. It was a good time. I thoroughly enjoyed every single one of these. This one was a 4.5 out of 5 stars. I liked this one a lot. I didn't know what to expect from this book because I'd heard some mixed reviews, but I thought it was great. I loved that we had a lesbian sci-fi book like set in modern day. Like, that was just a combination I never thought I'd see, but it was fantastic. And actually, like, you know how we were just talking about how, like, the lesbians, like, they're always like, oh, they're holding hands, cute,
the end?
No, like, we actually got to see so much of their relationship, and we got to see it develop like quite early on into the book, which I appreciated. And I really felt like the connection between the characters was fantastically written. I don't know, I really enjoyed this was incredible. Definitely recommend. If you're like, if I was to recommend a lesbian book, I'd recommend this one, because I read quite a few lesbian books, and this was the only one where I felt like they actually were, like, romantic with each other and didn't, like, I swear, like, Olivia and I have more chemistry than a lot of these characters in these, like, so-called lesbian books. But this one, actually, the characters had chemistry, like, and I appreciated it. Like, it had the chemistry that a romance book requires, like...
Okay, but I just want to pop in here real quick. I don't know if that's the best way to put it, because people genuinely believe we're lesbians in real life, Lily, so...
Yeah, I know. Like, but what I'm saying is, like, they're just, like, hug for one second and call it a day. I've met lesbian
couples that we... I know, but I've met lesbian couples that have less chemistry than us, like real life chemistry. So it's actually pretty hard to reach our level of chemistry, I think.
Okay, that's fair. Sorry, I guess that is a bad way of putting it. My bad.
We'll say Lily and... I was going to say your mom, but that was horrible. That's horrid.
Why did you say that?
Because I was trying to think, what other, like, females have we, like, brought up on this podcast? And it's really your mom. That's it.
I don't like that.
No.
I'm going to move on.
I hate it. I'm going to shut up for the rest of the episode and I'm going to go cry. This is horrible. This is what happens when lesbian books have more than holding hands in them. I'm like pro-homophobia right now. I'm like, this is not good.
Good God. I've read a lot of gay books this year because my next four books are the Heartstopper books. So I read volume 1, 2, 3, and 4 and rated them all 5 stars. The Heartstopper books, they were so cute. Like, the whole time I was reading them, I had a smile on my face. Like, they were just so wholesome and adorable. And I don't know, I just love them all. And I love the little doodles and the drawings, and I just get so happy.
And as of right now, the Heartstopper show comes out in... I forget the release date.
It's April 22nd.
April 22nd, so in 4 days.
Oh.
No, 5. Fuck, what's math? 17, 25, thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's stressful.
I'm excited for the show. It's going to be amazing. And then I guess, like, kind of following on theme, I read, like, the little Nick and Charlie novella, also by Alice Oserman. How do you say it? I don't know.
Oserman? It's definitely not Oserman.
Whatever.
Oserman.
Sorry. I rated this one 4 stars. I really liked it, and I thought it was amazing. It's time jumped to 2 years later, so they're, like, 18 in this one, which was trippy in its own way. Like, I was like, what, why are they old, even though they're still younger than me? But it was definitely weird. And also, they fought in this one. Like, they were in an argument for so much of it, and I was like, sad. Like, I was like, what's happening?
But, you know, you've written good characters when somebody rates it 4 stars because your characters were arguing.
That's sad. I don't know, it didn't have as many cutesy romantic moments in them, or just like cute moments where they're just like watching a movie or texting, or just, I don't know. So, but it was good. I think it was definitely essential. It's definitely needed to show them being a little bit more of a realistic couple or whatever, especially after they've been dating for 2 years. And that famous TikTok audio that everyone's using right now is actually from an audio. It's the audio from the audiobook for this novella. And if you need help to jog your memory, I wrote down a little quote in my journal. But it's the TikTok audio that's like, I've been going out with Nick Nelson since I was 14. And he likes rugby and Formula One, animals, especially dogs, the Marvel Universe, the sound, felt tips make on paper, rain, drawing on shoes, Disneyland, and minimalism. He also likes me. I thought that was really cute. And that's been going around on TikTok. A lot of people are using it to like show off their significant others or whatever. But
if you don't know, don't feel bad because I didn't know it either. I've still never seen this audio on my
For You page. I showed it to you. Oh, yeah, on your For You page.
I know, okay. you showed it on my For You page. I've never seen it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I'm just saying, for those people who have seen it, it's from that book. So that's adorable.
Yeah.
And now we're on to my last one. This is the last book I've read this year so far. And that is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Oh, did you finish
it? I finished it today, actually, so that's fine.
I'm curious about this.
You're curious. Okay, so I rated Malibu Rising 4 stars. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
Can I pop in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is really shocking. So basically, for context, Lily has been reading the audiobook of Malibu Rising. She has been going on about this book.
I have.
oh, I think it's going to be better than Seven Husbands. I think it's going to be as good as Seven Husbands. I really think this has the potential to be better than The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, because for those who, you know, aren't aware, Taylor Jenkins Reid also is the author that writes The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo and Malibu Rising. And Lily was, like, raving on about this book. And see, I guess this goes to show this is really lucky, because Lily was like, I really think this is going to be a 5-star, but I don't want to talk about it on the podcast until I finished it, because what if it's not? And she was like, oh, it's going to be so unlikely, but what if it's not? And I guess it's good that you finished it before you said anything, because now it's 4 stars. That's so interesting.
It is 4. Here's the thing. If you've read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, you know that, like, it really all comes down to that ending and that plot twist and that just immaculate thing that Taylor Jenkins Reid came up with at that ending, right? And so I obviously wasn't expecting the exact same thing to happen, because Seven Husbands was obviously very different. You knew that there was this hidden piece of information from the get-go. There wasn't that with this book, right? But I still thought that there was going to be a little bit of a twist at the end. And with 10 pages...
Wow.
What?
So there was, like, no twist at all?
Like, no. Not really.
Okay, that surprises me, too. Yeah. I for sure thought there was something... Okay, interesting.
There was about 10 pages... And here's what frustrated me the most about this book, was with about 10 pages remaining, the characters are having this conversation, and I was like, oh, my God. I know what it is. That's incredibly amazing that she, that's a wicked plot twist. I love it. I fucking love that. Because, and then all of a sudden it just didn't happen and the book just ended. And I was like, why did I think of something better than you? It was right there. It was so obvious. Like, why did that not happen? Like, I can't believe it. And so I think that's what made me the most mad, that I thought of a better ending for this book than the author.
It's such a burden having big brains. It's always so disappointing when you read a book. Well, and you're like, I could have written this better.
I could have written this better. But it does get 4 stars because her characters, like, this didn't change from Evelyn Hugo. Like, her characters, like, literally felt like real people. It's eerie how much her characters feel like real people. Like, I loved every single one of them. I was a bit nervous because in Evelyn Hugo, there's only basically 2 main characters-ish. Like, maybe 3, I guess. But this one, there was a few more. So it's like, oh, is it going to kind of lose? It's like, as you have more characters, you can't get to know as much about them, right? And so I kind of wondered. I was like, am I going to, like, care about all the characters? But, like, every single one of these, like, main characters, like, I, like, really, really liked. Like, and felt like they were real and felt like a connection to somehow. So that was still amazing. And then the plot itself was quite interesting. It's just, it didn't end like it should.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Wow. What a journey. We had ups and downs, lefts and rights. And I'm just waiting for Lily to tell me to shut up.
I'm done now. Those are all my books I've read so far this year. I'm sure I'll be back again doing another one of these in a few months, but, you know.
When I have read 2 more books. And Lily's read, like, 20.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on summer break soon, so I'm gonna be killing. I'm gonna be pumping out the books, so.
Good lord.
Maybe stay tuned.
I have shit to do. I've got money moves to be making.
Yeah. I don't.
Waiting for that government financial support to come in.
Money moves. So Olivia's thing has stopped recording and working. But basically, we're going to say goodbye now. That's the end of the episode. We're saying goodbye now. I don't know how to do this without Olivia, if I'm being honest. But sure thing's not recording. So we're going to say, I'm going to say, I will talk to you all next week. Okay. Bye. Oh.
Hold on. Wait. Okay. I'm editing this, so it'll have to be something I figure out. But my thing's back on now. I don't know what happened. I think my thing fell out. Okay. Bye. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bonsoir.
Bye.